Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chef, author, and television host Anthony Bourdain is dead. Correspondent Aaron Katursky is here with the latest.
Anthony Bourdain died in a hotel in France where he had been shooting an episode of his CNN program Parts Unknown. CNN confirmed Bourdain's death and said the cause was suicide. His close friend, the chef Eric Repair, found Bourdain unresponsive. Anthony Bourdain was 61 and is survived by a daughter. CNN called him a master of his crafts, first in the kitchen and then in the media.
Now, Bourdain's death comes just a few days after the suicide of designer Kate Spade. Here to talk with us about it is a local mental health expert. We welcome in Ken Housenack, who's joined us several times throughout the years and over the past few months talking about the mental health issues. Ken, thanks so much for joining us. This is kind of getting some new light on what is being described as a real problem within the last two decades, and that is suicide in that middle-aged age group.
Yeah, unfortunately, suicide affects across all demographic groups, all racial groups, all economic groups, but we are unfortunately seeing an uptick in the number of suicides for people who are in the demographic, the age group of Anthony Bourdain.
You know, Ken, I just heard the other day with after hearing about Kate Spade that she was one of 45,000 Americans to die annually by suicide. Why does it get so little attention except when it happens to a celebrity?
Well, it gets little attention for all of us generally, but 45,000 deaths a year is a statistic. But one death is a tragedy, and for every family, for every life, for every time that someone ends their life by taking it, it's just an absolute tragedy for everyone who loves that person, their family, their friends, their coworkers, their neighbors, everyone who's connected to that person. And so we've had 45,000 tragedies in the past year, and I guess if anything good can come from the incidents that we've had twice this week, is it does shine a spotlight on what is a problem and a terrible situation for many, many people across our country and unfortunately here in Western New York.
Now, Bourdain has been open about his past use of heroin and other drugs and about his kind of journey to get off of that habit and to clean himself up. Is there a trend, though, of people who might have those past problems, and even though the drug use isn't an issue anymore, couldn't that lead to depression later in life?
Well, as we've talked about many times in the past, there is a strong co-occurrence between mental health issues and alcohol and substance abuse, highly strong. In fact, I would say in virtually all of the cases, most of the cases for sure, people who are dealing with mental health issues are self-medicating with drugs and or alcohol, or people who start with drugs and or alcohol develop mental health issues. So those two things are often linked together for sure.
Something that was startling to me is that approximately half of suicide victims have no known mental health condition.
Well, the key there, Susan, is no known. You know, and that's probably one of the bigger parts of the tragedy is that people are struggling and suffering in silence. And as we've talked about with the issue of stigma, one of the things that stigma does is it keeps people silent. It keeps people feeling some sense of shame that they're dealing with these things, which are very much part of the human condition. And it keeps those people separated, oftentimes from the help that could make their life better. And in some cases, like Anthony Bourdain, even save their life.
You mentioned that stigma. Does the attention placed on this, Kate Spade, other suicides by celebrities, does that help maybe break that stigma?
I think it helps from the sense that we're talking about it. And simply talking about it, simply sharing stories, makes it okay for other people to begin to have their conversations. When people look at very successful people like Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, who by the world's measure have, you know, the world on a string, that would give other folks permission to say, gosh, if folks who are successful, wealthy, you know, well-known, seemingly have everything going in their favor, if they reach the conclusion that ending their life is their best choice, then people who may not be in quite a similar situation could look and say, you know, I'm struggling, and it's okay to struggle. I mean, it's part of the human condition. It's okay to have difficulty. Where it becomes not okay is to do it quietly, or to feel some sense of inadequacy or deficiency or shame and not reach out for that help that you need. And if anything good comes from this, and hopefully many good things come from this, it raises the level of awareness, it raises the conversation, it makes it okay for people to ask for help and to reach out sooner and not get to that point of absolute despair and desperation where they feel like ending their life is really the best option for them.
Ken, for people who are suffering and struggling right now, who may be having thoughts of suicide, where should they turn?
Well, let's start first with here in Western New York. Call Crisis Services, 834-2121. They're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with trained counselors on staff. And it's 834-2121 at Crisis Services. And for those who are friends of people who are struggling, anytime someone mentions the word suicide, you should always take that seriously. You should always approach that with the utmost care. You know, ask questions. You know, probe those people. If you sense that this is a situation that's very, very serious, you have an opportunity to intervene and get those people some help.
And it's often tough for people to realize that, but hopefully this conversation kind of leading more people to be able to take that jump and get either themselves or somebody they know toward help. Ken, we really appreciate the time. That's Ken Hausnecht. He's with the Mental Health Association of Erie County, and talking with Ken after we learned early this morning the death of celebrity TV host and chef Anthony Bourdain, dead at the age of 61 after an apparent suicide, according to CNN, and just days after the suicide death of designer Kate Spade.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.